This week on the Money Maze podcast, we're delighted to be celebrating the three-year anniversary of the show. The podcast was established with my long-term friend and co-founder, Will Campion, whose idea it was, at the very beginning of 2020, to launch this podcast with the dream of building one of the world's leading business and finance podcasts. We'd be the first to admit that we were naive when we started and seriously underestimated the difficulties, not least COVID, the technology challenges, especially for me, and the time needed from research to release and everything in between. But we are thrilled that the show is now reaching over 2 million people through audio, video and social media annually in more than 100 countries. In each episode, we feature leading figures who share their industry insights, their investment approaches, lessons and career tips with our listener community. Every interview is available completely free on all major podcast apps, YouTube and via moneymazepodcast.com. We're driven by a commitment to opening up the investment and finance worlds, provoking thinking, empowering our listeners with perspectives on business strategies and priorities, and valuable tips on building a successful career and dealing with setbacks. One of our aims is to bring more transparency to an industry often shrouded in the fog of jargon and apparent complexity, therefore helping more people, not only industry insiders, but many learn how some of the world's most prominent institutions allocate capital. We're dedicated to playing our part in improving the industry, and therefore are especially proud to highlight leading women in finance, as well as those from diverse backgrounds. We're exploring launching an online Money Maze financial learning course that will enhance understanding of company accounts and do deep dive analysis of balance sheets. Please reach out to us at info@moneymazepodcast.com to hear more. To mark the three-year anniversary, I welcome back Peter Harrison, the show's very first guest. Peter is the chief executive of Schroders and first appeared just before COVID-19 arrived, with all of its subsequent ramifications. In that first episode, he shared his career story, Schroders' vision, ESG considerations, the growth of private markets, and much more. In our updated episode released earlier this month, he shared an update on those and his analysis on the investment landscape in 2023 and gave some compelling insights into the scale of the opportunities that Asia still offers. He also covers the importance of data science skills for the workforce, the growth of private markets, and the vital need to protect natural capital, which he labelled as the single biggest and most undervalued asset class in the world. You can find both these interviews in our podcast feed. We often like to provide a wider perspective to our listeners, and so we also feature prominent authors, professors, and members of the wider business world on the podcast. For instance, in January, I was lucky to interview General Petraeus, former CIA director and four-star general, who gave some fascinating insights on the Ukraine war and wider geopolitical themes. And just before Christmas, Simon Sebag Montefiore, a best-selling author, appeared on the podcast to discuss the under-acknowledged impact of dynastic family power on history. We also hope to welcome back guests who have appeared at certain points in time to be able to reflect on particular developments. Niall Ferguson, we hope, may be one of those at some point later in the year. Earlier this year, featured guests have also included Jen Prosek, founder and managing partner of Prosek Partners. Prosek advises some of the world's most respected finance firms and is known for leading the recent revolution in private market communications. She shared her advice on financial marketing, including the importance for fundraising and the value of multimedia content in driving brand awareness. So it's a great one for those looking for tips on how to improve their firm's marketing and communication strategy. She also gives very practical advice. The two most important words in business, she says, are just ask. And just before this, I also spoke to Michael Burschen, global co-leader of McKinsey's strategy and corporate finance practice. He covered how the firm is focusing on the key business challenges and opportunities of 23 and beyond, including the transition to net zero and its immense financial implications. In total, we've released over 90 episodes since starting. For each interview, we conduct detailed research to ensure a range of key topics are covered. We also go out and ask other investment professionals for their advice, insights, questions, how they'd approach the interview. Many of our interviews are also released in video format via YouTube, as well as all of the major podcast apps. Our mission is to share and educate and hopefully inspire people. We do it for free, and I'd like to say thank you to our four sponsors, Schroders, Bremont Watches, Bordeaux Index, and Mintus, whose kind support ensures that we can run the podcast without a paywall, ensuring insights and ideas can be shared with all. A special shout out to our wider team for their help in producing and promoting the show. This includes Oliver Bodmer, who heads up our marketing and strategy, Matthew Passy and the podcast consultant team, who edit our episodes, and Vovi, a first-class marketing agency who designed and launched our new website last year. We'd also like to thank Anna B., our external marketing consultant, and all of the excellent interviewees who have agreed to appear on the podcast. And of course, a huge thanks to our listeners who make this show possible. I'd also like to share a few details on our aim to do our bit to improve the financial services industry. This year, we plan to feature more women on the podcast, highlighting the opportunities in finance to a traditionally underrepresented demographic. To help achieve this, we've partnered with GAIN, G-A-I-N, standing for Girls Are Investors. This excellent charity is working to improve female representation in the investment management industry through free resources, events, and programs. Set up by Tilly Franklin, Chief Investment Officer of the Cambridge University Endowment Fund, and a past MoneyMates podcast guest, they've reached over 15,000 students since launching, helping to place hundreds of young women into valuable summer internships, many of which lead to full-time roles. If you'd like to volunteer as a mentor or your firm would like to get involved, please visit www.gainuk.org to learn more. We also have a sizable proportion of students who listen to the show, and we now support 8 university business and finance societies, helping the early careers talent pipeline in the finance sector. I've spoken at a few of these universities and hope to do many more. To connect listeners with job vacancies, we now have a careers page on our website too. Here we share the latest jobs shared with us by our sponsors and corporate partners, giving you one very easy destination to apply to a variety of roles in the finance sector. Visit moneymazepodcast.com/careers to start applying today. In November last year, we also highlighted the excellent work of the Felix Project via our episode with Justin Byam-Shaw, the charity's founder. The Felix Project is a London-based non-profit group which redistributes surplus food from the hospitality and retail sectors to almost 1,000 charities, primary schools and holiday programs. Instead of this excess food going to waste, the Felix Project's redistribution work has ensured the impact of the cost of living crisis has been mitigated for thousands of Londoners. The problem is vast, however, with millions of people across the UK experiencing hunger on a regular basis. To learn more or volunteer, head to thefelixproject.org. Via our corporate partnership programme, we now host a number of events throughout the year. This includes opportunities to meet podcast guests via intimate events, including dinners, talks, and some even live music performances. Corporate partners also have the opportunity to feature on our curated podcast spin-off series and have the additional benefits of joining our network. You can enjoy more free finance content thanks to our curated podcast series. It's the spin-off show aimed at professional investors. These episodes offer detailed and nuanced insights into some of the finance sector's most innovative firms. Interviewees on the series included senior figures from firms such as BlackRock, Ruffer Partners Capital, Sagard and Lansdowne Partners. To listen, search Curated Podcasts with Simon Brewer on any of the podcast apps or visit our website. We're just in the process of releasing 2 Oxford University spin-outs. It's been fascinating. In addition to all of the major podcast apps, you can now watch full episodes via YouTube channel, where we've been investing in video, and to subscribe, simply search Money Maze Podcast on YouTube. Stay tuned for plenty more informative episodes in 2023. We've got many more interesting guests in the pipeline, as well as a super allocator series, which features interviewees from some of the world's biggest pension and sovereign wealth funds. To celebrate the show's anniversary, we've now shared the top 3 episodes of 2022. In first position, just ahead of Joan Solotar of Blackstone and best-selling author Michael Lewis, was Dame Kate Bingham, managing partner of SV Health Investors and former chair of the UK COVID-19 Vaccine Task Force. It was a great episode. We've shared these interviews over the last few days, so the episodes can be found just below this one. If you have a few minutes, and we know it's a bit of a nuisance, but we'd love you to leave a quick review of the podcast via Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can also sign up to our newsletter via moneymazepodcast.com, ensuring you won't miss a new release. If you enjoy the show, we'd love it if you could recommend it to a friend or colleague too. Thank you. Finally, if you have any questions or guest ideas, feel free to message myself and the team at info@moneymazepodcast.com. Once again, many thanks for listening. We hope you could continue to enjoy the show and find it interesting and compelling. And, well, more from us in due course. Thank you.